Greece. Today, in the name of Jesus, our beloved Savior, Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, this morning, we commit this little meditation into your hands, and we pray, O God, let the Spirit of the living God come down upon us, Lord, this morning. And may your name be exalted and lifted up. Father, we do commit this meditation into your hand and pray that your will can be accomplished. Pray that hearts may be challenged and your name, most of all, would be exalted and glorified. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, again, I would like to give you my phone number, 717-656-9576. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you, and may you receive from the Word of God this morning. And I did leave off yesterday in the middle of a discussion, and I would like to take up that discussion again today. And if you don't have that discussion, maybe you can call me back. And if you listen to a recording that's outdated and you don't have yesterday's discussion, feel free to give me a call and ask me about it. Miracles. Miracles. Yesterday we talked about miracles all the way through history, all the way through the Bible. God's people doing miracles. And this morning, today, I would like to, I would like to say that not all miracles are from God. Not all miracles are from God. Matthew 24:24. For false Christ. Let's start in Matthew 24:23. Then, if anyone says to you, look, here is Christ, or there, do not believe it, for false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand. Therefore, if they say to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out. Or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it. For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. Okay, so this very clearly shows that it is not just God's people that do miracles. Yes, God's people do miracles. But just because of miracles, we don't want to follow people because of miracles. We don't want to follow people because of miracles. Miracles are clearly a sign that follow God's children. I believe that if we're walking with God, if we are faithful to God, then God will use us to do miracles to draw people to himself. But I want to warn you, please don't go after miracles. Please don't go after miracles, but go after the one that gives the power to do miracles. Go after Jesus Christ. Seek him with all your heart. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. I believe that's in James. You may do well to study the book of James. Some people think of the book of James as a book of laws, or take the book of James and say, well, yeah, look here. This is what James says, you know, you must do this, you must do that. But the book of James is a beautiful book. If we really understand what James is talking about, the books of John, the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, 1st John especially, talks about, I have written these things that you may know, that you may know what? That you may know that you are a child of God. It is God's will that we know that we are a child of God. Don't let anyone teach you. Don't let anyone tell you that it is not God's will to know that we are a child of God. It is His will. It is very clearly His will that we know that we are a child of God. We will know. If we are born again and actively following the Lord Jesus Christ, we will know that we are following Him because He's put His Spirit within our spirit. So please, again, I would beg of you, I'm talking about miracles, but please, please don't go after miracles, but go after the Lord Jesus Christ and make sure that He lives in your heart. Make sure that you know that He lives in your heart. Read the Gospel of John. Read 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. Read the book of Acts. But again, I would warn you, don't go after miracles. But if your faith, if you have faith, as a grain of mustard seed, you will be able to do miracles. Miracles will be a part of your life, I believe. If you have deep faith that like the men of old had, like the prophets of old, they had faith. Abraham, what did Abraham do? God called Abraham, and Abraham said, "Here am I." And God told Abraham what to do. He said, "Go." And Abraham went. Abraham did not know where he was going, but he followed God. Today, when God calls, be sure to open your heart and follow Him. No, you may not know where you're going. And sometimes God does let us know where we're going, but many times, as people open their hearts to God, God leads them step by step. And they will find themselves at places where they had no idea. By faith, Abraham moved and he followed God. He followed the direction of God. And God brought him to Canaan. And God said, "This land I want to give you and your descendants. Your descendants will be like the sand on the seashore." And now, I don't know what it is, 4,000 years maybe later, and look at his descendants. His descendants are probably in the millions, maybe even trillions, I don't know. But his descendants are all over the world. God gave Abraham a promise. He gave Abraham a promise of a child, even at a age where people don't conceive and don't bear children. But Abraham and Sarah, in their old age, gave birth to a son. By the promise of God, God is able. God is able to do miracles today just as well as He did back then. And He opened Sarah's womb. Yes, God is able to do miracles. God wants to do miracles today. God wants to show Himself strong in behalf of those who love Him, those who follow after Him. Oh, again, please, please don't seek after miracles, but allow God to work in your heart. Allow God to work in your heart to where you know that you are a child of God. But the Bible says, be not deceived. Be not deceived. Oh, be not deceived. Don't go after false things. Don't go after false Christs. And make sure you have the real thing. Make sure you have the real thing deep in your heart. And let me say this. If you have God in your heart, if you're following the real thing, It will line up with the Word of God. It will line up with the Bible and the things that you hear the Spirit say will definitely line up with God. There will be nothing contradicting the words that you hear from the Spirit will not be contradicting the Bible. And if you are hearing something that contradicts with the Bible, reject it, because it is not God's will. Oh, my dear people. Oh, my dear people, be not deceived. Be not deceived. God wants you to walk with Him. God wants you to be faithful to Him. God wants you to rise up and go out to all the world and preach the gospel. No, we cannot go individually. I cannot go into every nation and preach the gospel. That would be impossible. There are many, many, many nations. And if I would try to fulfill that myself, but God was talking to His disciples. He was talking to His people. And He said, go out into all the world and preach the gospel. You know, for some of us, that starts at home. For most of us, it should start at home. If we're not willing to preach the gospel at home, then we won't be effective in a foreign land either. So, it's time to close. And I'm not finished. I'm not finished. God's grace be upon you. May the Spirit of God rest upon you. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that the Spirit of God would come down upon the listeners in a very real, mighty way. I pray that they would find Jesus. I pray that they would not be deceived. Oh, Lord, this morning I pray, let this word that You brought to me this morning do its work in the hearts of men and women who listen to it today. Oh, I pray that Your will would be accomplished. I pray that Your name would be glorified. I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that Your name would be exalted and You would receive all the glory and the honor and the praise. And Father, this morning I commit everyone into Your hand and pray, oh God, let Your will be done. Let Your name be exalted. Oh, Heavenly Father, this morning I just thank You for Your word. Thank You that Your word stands forever true. I commit these things into Your hand and pray that Your will may be done. Amen. Okay, God bless you and have a great and wonderful day. And may you, if you so choose, if the Spirit moves you, if you're prompted to call me, my phone number is 717-656-9576. I'd love to hear from you. God bless.